Welcome to the Comstock Resources Investor Call. You can view a slide presentation during or after this call by going to our website at www.comstockresources.com and downloading the refinancing presentation. I am Jay Allison, Chief Executive Officer of Comstock, and with me is Roland Burns, our President and Chief Financial Officer. During this call, we will discuss the announcement we made this morning regarding a series of related transactions which will allow us to undertake a comprehensive refinancing of substantially all of our debt. The successful completion of these transactions significantly reduces our debt, addresses the overhang of our current capital structure, and clears the maturity runway for the next 4 years. This refinancing will simplify our capital structure and allow us to focus on growing stockholder value with our high return Haynesville drilling program. The resulting lower interest expense and benefits of the new drilling venture will allow us to increase our drilling activity and grow our production while spending within our operating cash flow. After those transactions close, Comstock is set up to be the leading public company focused on the Haynesville Shale. Please refer to slide 2 in our presentation and note that the discussions today will include forward-looking statements within the meaning of securities laws. While we believe the expectations in such statements to be reasonable, there can be no assurance that such expectations will prove to be correct. It was 3 years ago when we changed our focus away from growing oil production back to the Haynesville Shale. During those 3 years, we have drilled 50 Haynesville wells, increased our drilling location inventory, and added a value-creating joint venture with USG, which has allowed us to expand our acreage footprint. The results we achieved in 2017 have put us in a position to announce that we have put into place the necessary components to complete a comprehensive refinancing of our balance sheet. Our primary goal in 2017 was to grow the company's operating cash flow and EBITDAX to support our debt level. The Haynesville Shale wells we drilled were up to the challenge as they drove a 46% growth in our natural gas production pro forma for divestitures we made in 2016. We finished strong in the fourth quarter, where natural gas production was up 90% over pro forma fourth quarter 2016 production. The higher natural gas production caused our 2017 sales to grow by 49%, and our EBITDAX increased by 103% over 2016. Cash flow from operations for the year grew to $112 million from a deficit of $8 million in 2016. Our Haynesville drilling program turned in consistently strong results as we enhanced our completion design and achieved 36% higher initial production rates. Last year, we drilled 30 successful wells, which had an average per well IP rate of 25 million cubic feet equivalent per day. The drilling program allowed us to grow our proved reserve base by 27%, and we achieved a very low all-in finding cost of 54 cents per MCFE. On slide 4, we outline the actions that we have taken in order to achieve the comprehensive refinancing. I tell you, the most exciting development is the involvement the Dallas businessman and Dallas Cowboy Jerry Jones will have with the company. His $75 million stock investment in the company at the current stock price provides the additional equity that is needed to set the company up with a strong balance sheet. The new strategic drilling partnership with his oil and gas investment company, Arkoma Drilling LP, gives us the ability to increase our drilling and lease acquisition activity while keeping our capital expenditures within operating cash flow. Jerry may have a few comments as to his new relationship with Comstock.
When I look at the opportunity that Comstock afforded me, I think of almost 20 years ago in 1999, when I first had Comstock on my horizon. I had the opportunity to make a $30 million investment. I thought we had done it to the extent that I almost counted it. I did not at the time was beaten out at the wire by another group of investors. That investment grew to over $600 million had I made the investment. Now, having run that race, played that game, I wasn't going to pass again. And this was too good an opportunity to be involved in the future of Comstock, its management, and its present direction. I've been an operator. I've been in every phase of lease development that there is in the oil and gas business for the last 50 years. I look for ways, obviously, to get return on my money. I think this is an outstanding opportunity. It's one that I get to team up through my stock ownership with what I believe to be going to be the leading public company in the Haynesville Shale. I believe in the gas play there, the market, its ability to address the market with its location of its gas. I'm proud to be involved in this, and I'm looking forward to getting in here and using the vernacular of football. It's great to be on the team with these guys. I believe they're winners.
Well, I tell you, we're super pleased with Jerry's validation of our new development. And like you said, he's putting his money where his mouth is. We've also obtained commitments from four banks, including our long-term lead bank, Bank of Montreal, for a new $300 million traditional bank revolving credit facility, which has room to grow as we continue to build up our cash flow. We have agreed to sell our Eagle Ford production to another long-time partner, USG, for $125 million. We believe the transaction provides good value for the existing production we have. We are retaining a significant interest in the property's future development by keeping the undeveloped acreage. In order to develop that acreage before it expires, we plan to enter into a joint development venture with USG to not only develop our acreage, but to develop opportunities on the developed acreage, including infill wells and refrac opportunities. With these transactions in place, we're making offers to retire all of our existing secured notes through a tender offer process open to all holders of the notes. The refinancing plan will eliminate all our secured debt and will result in a total debt reduction of 36%. The plan will clear our maturity runway and will provide us with significant committed liquidity through a traditional bank revolver. Pro forma for the contemplated transactions, we will have cash and unused commitments in excess of $200 million. These deleveraging transactions that we are undertaking will reduce our total leverage from 5.5 times to 3.5 times. Our goal is to get our leverage down to less than 3 times by the end of 2019. Our interest cost will decrease by 48%, which will be available to invest in our high-return drilling program, which will be accelerated with the new promoted drilling venture. We expect to close all parts of our refinancing plan by early May 2018. I will now have Roland Burns go over the transaction and plans in more detail. Roland?
Thanks, Jay. Slide 6 recaps the sources and uses for the refinancing plan. The asset sales providing $125 million of the funds for the refinancing. We also plan to use $136 million of the new revolver toward the refinancing. $600 million of the sources will be provided by a new unsecured bond offering, which will be launched at the end of this process. New equity for the refinancing includes $340 million from the conversion of the convertible bonds through the offer we made today, and $75 million from the private placement with Arkoma. The use of these funds for the tender offer and for the first lien bonds of $743 million will be the primary use, along with the full retirement of the convertible second lien bonds, totaling $492 million. Slide 7 presents what our balance sheet will look like when all the transactions are closed. We will have $136 million of borrowings outstanding under the new credit facility and $626 million of unsecured senior notes. The result is the right-sized balance sheet for our current operating cash flow level. Our leverage ratio improves to 3.5 times as compared to 5.5 times before the transaction, and our liquidity improves to $225 million and is based on an unused traditional credit facility and not on an optional pay-in-kind option. Slide 8 details the new credit facility. Our four most important relationship banks have joined together to give us a $300 million commitment for a new four-year traditional bank facility to be priced at LIBOR plus 275 to 375 basis points. The indicated borrowing base of the properties is larger, somewhere around $375 million, but we can grow into that number as we increase our EBITDAX and continue to stay on our path to reduce leverage. Slide 9 recaps the offers that we made today to all of our secured bondholders. We're making an offer to retire all of the $483 million of convertible second lien notes. The offer is a par offer in cash and common stock valued at $7.50 per share. For each $1,000 of principal, we're offering $347.50 in cash and 87 shares of stock for the 2019 series and $250 in cash and 100 shares for the 2020 series. Total consideration, including the accrued and unpaid interest, will include $152 million of cash and 45.3 million shares of common stock, which were previously authorized and reserved for the issuance of the conversion of the convertible notes. The offer expires on April 27, 2018. We're also offering to repurchase all $697 million of our 10% first lien notes. The offer is for $1,052.50 in cash per $1,000 of principal amount. This offer has an early tender deadline of April 13, 2018. Slide 10 summarizes the transactions we plan to enter into with Arkoma Drilling, which is owned by Jerry Jones. Arkoma will invest $75 million in cash to purchase 10 million shares of common stock valued at the $7.50 per share. This investment is contingent on the successful completion of all the refinancing transactions. After the investment, Arkoma will have a 14% interest in Comstock and will become one of our largest shareholders. In addition, Arkoma and Comstock will enter into a two-year joint venture agreement under which Arkoma may participate in drilling wells proposed by us in the Haynesville, Bossier, and Eagle Ford Shale. We will receive a 20% carried interest for those projects that Arkoma decides to participate in. The promote from this program will increase the capital efficiency of our drilling program by 20% over the next couple of years. Arkoma will earn only an interest in the well bore for the projects that they participate in and will not have any rights to any related acreage. Under our agreement, we'll offer a minimum of $75 million in opportunities in the first 12 months and $100 million in opportunities in the second 12 months. The projects could be on acreage we own now or on new acreage we acquire in the future. This joint venture allows us to grow our production faster than we could otherwise, will help us hold acreage that has drilling requirements, and will allow us to pursue acquisitions that we could not otherwise make. This venture will be very accretive to our existing drilling inventory as we'll use it to add more leasehold inventory over its two-year term. Slide 11 recaps the proposed transaction to sell part of our Eagle Ford Shale assets. While we expected to sell all of our interests for a little over $200 million, that buyer was not able to secure the financing to support their initial bid. This transaction, in our opinion, has equal value as we're selling the producing properties for a very good value and retaining a significant stake in the upside that these properties offer. So we've entered into an agreement to sell the 191 producing wells and the related developed acreage to USG, our current partner in several Haynesville ventures, for $125 million. We're not selling approximately 8,700 net undeveloped acres, which have 218 identified drilling locations on that acreage. Our plans are to jointly develop that acreage with both USG and Arkoma. We're in discussions with USG to exchange 45% interest in those locations for 50% interest in the 108 infill drilling locations that exist on the acreage, developed acreage that they're buying, and then also 50% of the economics of refrac operations on the 100 91 producing wells that USG is acquiring. We believe those are very valuable opportunities to go along with the future drilling locations on the undeveloped acreage. So the plans are for Comstock and USG to start a one-rig drilling program in the third quarter to begin developing these properties. Slide 12, we outline our revised 2018 drilling program, which takes into account the transactions we've discussed today. The first half of the year, the budget will be pretty much similar to what we've already announced. In the second half of the year, we'll make some modifications. We plan to add an additional operated rig in the third quarter to go along with the two rigs that we currently have drilling on our joint venture acreage with USG and the one that we have drilling more of our legacy acreage in the Haynesville Shale. So under our new budget, we'll drill 31 wells or 10 net wells, Haynesville Shale wells, in 2018 for an estimated capital outlay of $96 million. We're budgeting $20 million to complete the wells that we drilled in 2017, and then we have increased our refrac budget to $32 million for seven projects. We're also spending approximately $5 million on the Eagle Ford acreage that we retained. So in total, our new spending will decrease to $152 million, which will be very much in line with the operating cash flow that we expect with current natural gas prices. So I'll turn it back over to Jay to summarize our outlook for the rest of the year.
If you'll look on slide 13, the 2018 outlook, again, as I stated earlier, it took us 3 years to get to today, and the Haynesville had to be a phenomenal success. We are super excited about the transactions we have put in place, which allow us to make an outstanding offer to our bondholders and will let us complete the comprehensive refinancing plan we have presented to you today. One certainty you can take away is that our high-return Haynesville Shale assets continue to provide us the means to profitably grow production and cash flow in 2018. Our enhanced completion design has transformed the Haynesville Shale into one of North America's highest return natural gas basins, and our acreage position gives us over 800 future drilling locations. Our drilling activity plan for the year will allow us to grow natural gas production by 30% while staying within operating cash flow. Our already low cost structure will continue to improve with further growth in the Haynesville Shale production. And we pledge to our stakeholders that we will maintain the strong balance sheet that the refinancing will provide us. We will have strong liquidity to support the drilling program, and we will continue to improve our leverage ratio and are targeting to be under 3x by the end of 2019. Again, thank you for listening today. We appreciate it.